Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise Acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially live ones brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at hunteratsunrise.com. And joining me here in the studio once more is Mr. Rob Oliver. Rob, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, sir.
Well, thanks for coming down here on your Sunday.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
It is good to be back. Last time you were on the show, we were recording them over in Portsmouth.
Yeah.
Because of the pandemic, as you will call.
Yeah, I was with Brent last time. We were over at Sonoqual Studios.
Yes. You boldly released an EP during the pandemic, if I recall.
Right. Yeah, we did. That's right.
It's
yeah.
Pretty bold.
Yeah.
Well, what would you like to play for us today before we get to talking here?
Well, I put out a single last year, and so I put out one this year, too. But I thought I'd go ahead and start with the one I did last year. This is a song called Tennessee.
Excellent. Here is Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Learn to fight Virginia mountains in the firelight, but it's our time that I'm thinking about. Listen well to what I was told. All it did for me, all it shows is I'm high, dry, the cold. Heading down the road, headlights pointed, leaving everything I know. Going to Tennessee. Going to Tennessee. Going to Tennessee. Going to Tennessee. Talk back when I wanted to, because sometimes the right words won't do. Follow blind till the wheels are turned. Made my way with these lessons learned, but some lights shine so bright they burn. Heading down the road, headlights pointed, leaving everything I know. Going to Tennessee. Going to Tennessee. Going to Tennessee. Going to Tennessee. I tried those fine lines that I've tried to hide. I'm heading down the road, headlights pointed, leaving everything I know. Going to Tennessee. going to Tennessee. Going to Tennessee. Going to Tennessee.
Sunrise with Rob Oliver here on a Sunday morning. Very nice song. Very nice song.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you have a real knack for writing songs. Do you get to write a lot, do you think, or is it hit or miss?
Yeah, you know, that's such a cool question because I feel like they come about in all kinds of ways. They'll go through phases a lot where I'll just write. I think I discard a lot of stuff, and I've reached over years of doing things that I'll... If I write something, I'll kind of morph it into something else. Like I was just writing something this week, and I ended up changing the key and things like that. So it really and when you change key as a guitar player, it can affect your playing in different ways. So you know, but yeah,
yeah. You're getting out and performing more though this time around. It seems
yeah.
I see every time, and with your band as well. The attractors. I'm awful with words sometimes.
yeah, I love doing the band stuff. It's been a busy summer, and you know, I got a solid set of guys. I got Dave Mills playing bass, and
I'm
sure you know Dave. Dave's been
Dave is the at one point was our Sunrise bass man. He played.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
He came here a lot.
Him and I had a good talk yesterday. We just played a gig out in North Carolina yesterday, and I should mention Nate Delisline plays drums with me, and he's really great. But I was just telling Dave, I think between me and Dave. And maybe one or two other people that I could just randomly name. There's probably 6 degrees of separation that we all know everybody. You know what I mean? Because Dave has played with so many people.
He's played with a lot of people.
Yeah.
He's a great bass player.
Oh, yeah. He's such a good guy.
Yeah, that's for sure. So tell me what you're up to. It seems like you're getting ready to put out another record.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've been it's been a busy summer, which, you know, tends to happen a lot around town, a lot more gigs in the summer. So we go out and play a lot. So it's kind of it makes it harder to, you know, record and write and things in the summer when I'm gigging a lot. But
yeah.
I've got a lot of backlog of songs. And so it's kind of cool for this album to be able to pick and choose, you know, because I have too many songs, which is great. I mean, my first album was
embarrassment of riches, they say.
Yeah. And then hopefully you can pick the cherry pick the better ones.
Yeah.
I don't know, better, whatever, you know. But
well, how many cuts do you think you're going to have on the album?
I think I'm just going to go with 12.
I
think that's a good solid number, you know. I think, well, I could do 24, but that would take for. I mean, you know, Hunter, everything in music, just recording, it's like in my – it just always takes longer than you think. It just takes – yeah, recording and writing and all that, it takes a long time.
Yeah. You know? Well, that's why a lot of artists, I guess, put them out every 2-3 years. Maybe some of them don't do it till 5 years.
Well, and also, too, I feel like the landscape now is so interesting that, I mean, do you even have to put out? I mean, these days you can just put out a bunch of singles if you want.
Oh, that's kind of true.
You know, so.
A lot of artists are doing that, just putting out singles and on occasion an EP or something, but nothing really huge. I guess it really matters to them if maybe a song hits, then it gets played a lot.
But you know what's funny that, like, way back in the 60s, that, like, the Beatles, they would – the singles were not on the album. So it's like, you know, all these hit songs, so many of them, they weren't even really on the album. So they would put out whole albums and in between just like, oh, let me just pump out this hit song real quick. I mean, it's kind of – it's pretty amazing, you know.
Yeah, that's true. There were a lot of B-sides back then. You remember the small – the small little 75s or whatever they were.
I am old enough that I do remember. I had a record player when I was a kid.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I remember that, yeah.
And they had an A and a B side on these little things. That was interesting. Anyway, What else would you like to play for us? We're talking with Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to play for us here?
Yeah, I was debating what I wanted to play, but I think I'm going to go with this one. We're going to do a little love song this morning.
Okay, this is new?
Yeah, this is going to be on the next album. So everything I'm playing is going to be on the next album. And, you know, it's so fun to do things by yourself, but I'm excited for people to hear the recordings. Our good friend Holly Kirsten plays piano on the recording on this next song.
Wow.
And,
Was she physically here, or was she
no,
in Utah?
No, it's funny because she did it a while ago, and honestly, she probably forgot she even did it.
Oh, okay.
But she put these beautiful background harmonies, so, you know, I think hopefully the song holds up by myself, but I think the recording...
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine.
I think the recording is really, really cool.
Although any recording with Holly Kirsten, oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Yeah. All right, here's Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Yeah, this song's called Believe. You feel like home to me when I'm alone. Never get scared, 'cause I know you're near. In my heart is where you belong, so safe and sound. Worries and doubts, they all disappear. Love is the answer to fear. Fear is a question of faith. Faith is what you can believe. Believe in yourself, you will find love. Share my dreams with you. Plans in our schemes that not make believe, make them come true. Wake me up. I spent my life half asleep. We got things to do, places to be, people to see. Love is the answer to fear. Fear is a question of faith. Faith is what you can believe. Believe in yourself, you will find love. You will find love. Faith is what you can believe. Believe in yourself, you will find love. You will find love. You will find love. You will find love.
Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise with a love song. I haven't heard that many love songs from you. This is like one of the few love songs. Usually, it seems like you're rocking.
You know, Hunter, I think they're all love songs. You just disguise them another way.
Ah, yes. Well, that was a good advice song. If you believe in yourself, you'll find love. That's really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, so when do you hope to have this album out?
Well, I was thinking tentatively, yeah. My birthday is in November, mm-hmm. So I'm doing a little tuning for the next song.
That's all right.
Birthday's in November, so I thought that might be a good time. Maybe I'll, you know, like a shameless kind of like a shameless plug, like, hey, it's my birthday. Listen to my album.
Well, you could have an album release party around your birthday party. That would be okay, right?
Yeah, sure.
He says, yeah, whatever you say, Hunter. Yeah, whatever
you say. So exciting getting older now.
What places have you been playing? Where can people see you around the area?
Man, it's one of those things. It's like when someone asks you a favorite song, I draw a blank. But let's see. So this week, let's start Wednesday. I'll be at Abbey Road. Going to be at Big Woody's. Going to be a, oh, that private thing. Then I'll be at Cova Brewing on Friday. Be at 10 Cup. So just, you know, just all over the place.
Right. Do you have a place where these things are all listed?
Oh, yeah, my website, roboliversmusic.com.
Okay. Yeah, I looked at your website. It's quite, I mean, have you had a website all this time, or is this kind of
new? I have, and it's funny because I think, like, who goes to websites? I do think it's the best, it's probably the best way to get information about me, but nobody goes to websites.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
A lot of people come to my website because they can listen to the show there.
I know, and I think they're there right now.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Anybody who wants to just knock on Facebook and tell us that you're listening on the website, that's fine. That's fine to do.
Yeah.
Well, so far this album sounds really cool. Do you have a name for it? I mean, probably not, huh?
Well, I do. Yeah, I think I'm going to call it Electric Eye.
Electric Eye.
Yeah.
Interesting. What makes you want to call it Electric Eye? Is that a song on the album, or
no? I mean, I kind of got it from something I picked from something else. So it's always weird coming up with those things, you know.
Yeah,
and I think sometimes, you know, you'll find meaning for it later.
It's the same thing with band names. Band names are really, I guess.
Oh, it's so hard. I struggled.
They can be so random.
With bands I've been in and like to come up with names, it's ridiculous. You know, it's so rare someone says something and you think, oh, that's it. That's awesome. Most of the time you're like, oh, I guess we'll do this.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, what is the most least embarrassing thing I can say? That's kind of how it ends up being a lot.
Like,
you imagine someone, hey, what are you going to call your band? Oh, Smashing Pumpkins. Right? I mean, it's so weird, but it's great.
Well, you know, the music is what really sells. It's not the name, but I mean, who would have thought The Who would, you know, come up with that name for themselves?
You know what I've heard? There's another band out there called The Who, but it's spelled H-U.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know
I've heard
that.
Them on the radio, The Who, and I'm like, this isn't The Who.
What kind of music?
They don't sound like The Who. They're kind of, from what I recall, they're like kind of heavy rock, I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, The Who is, but I mean, they don't sound like the WHO.
Well, maybe whoever was announcing their name was mispronouncing it. It's really Hugh.
Yeah.
Something like that. What else would you like to play for us here? We're talking with Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Well, you know, I think it's always, in some ways, it's always the most fun to play the newest thing that you've written.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, it's going to be the last song on the album, and it might be my favorite one. It's one of those, I don't know if other people would be their favorite, but I was really inspired by something when I wrote this, and it's a very delicate song, and I really like the way the recording turned out. It's one of those that, you know, it's kind of hard to throw this one in at bars and things like that.
Yeah.
More of a listening song.
It's more of a radio song, as they put it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what's it called?
This is called I Call Out to You.
Excellent. Here is Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Can you bring a new kind of love to me? There's a wide open space you cannot erase. The echoes of everything past. Birds will sing an unbroken melody. There's an old wooden box that's sealed in its locked with everything not meant to last. And oh, I call out. Oh, call out to you. Everything true, I call out to you. Bells will ring, birds will sing, bells will ring, and birds will sing, bells will ring, birds will sing, bells will ring, and birds will sing. Sound like a symphony. There's a boat on the shore forevermore. It longs to be out on the sea. Faith and grace wrap me in harmony. There's a page with no words. The purpose it serves is yet to be written by me. And oh, I call out to you. And oh, I call out to you. With everything true, I call out to you. Call out to you. With everything true, I call out to you. With everything true, I call out to you. I call out.
Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise, and really a really fine song too.
Thank you so much.
Nice and quiet. I can see why you wouldn't play that at a brewery or someplace like that.
Sometimes I still do, but you know, it's
yeah,
it's better in a listening, you know, listening environment.
Yeah. Well, I wish you the best with your new record.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I hope you will send me one.
Absolutely.
So we can play it on the radio. I'm still playing your old one.
Great. Thank you so
much. I really like that song about the hurricane. I play that every time we have a hurricane approaching.
You know, I wrote that during a hurricane.
So yeah?
It's appropriate. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's perfect. It's a perfect song for a hurricane. We're going to hunker down.
And again, Holly Kirsten played the most beautiful strings on that.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. That's her playing all the strings on that song.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Rob, thanks a lot for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise,